Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, did you see that Heinz wants to create a new tradition? So they want to treat, if you are the 57th overall pick, they want to give you a custom red jacket, which would also come with a lifetime supply of ketchup. I wouldn't want to be the 57th overall pick. I'll be the 58th pick. I'll be the 59th pick. Maybe I'm lucky enough to be picked 56. You know? A little bit more money. Not a whole lot more money. A little bit more money. But if you were telling me that the reward you get for being the 57th overall pick is a Chiefs Redcoaters jacket with the Heinz logo on it and a lifetime supply of ketchup, I'm okay. That's not what I want.
Have you ever been watching the draft and thought to yourself, you know what this needs? More corporate sponsors.
I mean, I get why they would do this.
Especially in Pittsburgh. It used to be, it's not Heinz Field anymore, is it? What's it now? Something else.
Yeah. It's still Heinz Field, though. I get what you're saying.
Like, I would understand if they're like, for Pittsburgh, because of Heinz Field, we're doing it this way. But every year, like, if the draft one year is in Miami, we don't need to be giving away a Heinz jacket. Stop.
I mean, this might actually open things up for the National Football League. You think they're about to stop? They're about to have the 31st overall pick sponsored by Baskin and Robbins. A1 is going to sponsor the number one overall pick. You think this stops? You've seen the NFL. They'll sell anything. They're about to sell every single draft pick is going to be sponsored by somebody. This is the Just Do It 140th overall pick where they give you your own custom Nike IDs. No, this is now opening up. They sold the rights to the 57th overall pick to Heinz Ketchup. The Bears actually have the pick this year. Devin Hester is going to be the one that makes the announcement. Salute to Devin Hester. Hall of Famer.
Does he get to walk out with the jacket?
I would hope that they would give him also a jacket as well.
It's crazy to believe the 57th pick may be there to put a jacket on for the Heinz, but Francisco Mendoza, no, not going to be in the draft.
Someone just sent this as, C-Dot, I don't know if you've seen the reports from the Kansas City Business Journal, but it sounds like Washington Square Park was the Royals' number one option, but they have had some issues with the company that owns the railroad track next to it, and that's why they have had to pivot. Actually makes a lot of sense. I've not read that story, but that would also check out. That would make a lot of sense for why that would be the case. People are now throwing up another ideas for sponsors. There could be the WD-40. There could also be the 23rd pick sponsored by for Dr. Pepper. That's actually a really, really good one. Can you imagine if they gave you a Dr. Pepper colored suit and that's the one you wore out there? I actually think that's a really good idea. Look at y'all thinking of more ways to make the NFL money. Or the 23rd overall pick could be sponsored by Jordan Brand.
I mean, fans are having ideas now, but just wait until the whole thing's on Amazon Prime and you have to pay to watch these picks.
Somebody said the 7th and 11th pick could also have the same sponsor. See, that's what I'm talking about. You would get a lifetime supply of Slurpees. If you're the 17th overall pick and the 11th overall pick, you get a lifetime supply of Slurpees. And maybe they give you like a gas card. It makes a lot of sense. I like the creativity you guys have now. How else can we make more money for the National Football League? Maybe if they sponsored all these picks, they wouldn't have to play so many international games. Maybe if they played all of these, maybe they had all these sponsors, they wouldn't have to give us an 18th game that nobody wants.
Or the sponsors start asking for more things. So now the international games are brought to you by Fly Emirates.
Maybe. I'm just telling you, it's certainly a possibility. All right, let's talk about the NFL draft. What could the Chiefs do with the 9th overall pick? Peter Schrager, respectfully, he has been around the world on ideas of who the Chiefs could draft. I'm telling you, I'm ready to get here. I'm tired of the speculation. Let's just figure out who the pick is going to be. Peter Schrager, he is back. He thinks the Chiefs are either going to go with edge or wide receiver, when a month ago he thought they were going to go left tackle. Here's Peter Schrager.
I don't think they go Sadiq, the tight end. I don't think they go offensive line at 9. I think the Chiefs are one of the wide receivers or one of the pass rushers if they fall. And then Caleb Downs and Mansoor Delane, if they're on the board, possibilities as well.
All right.
That's the first time I've heard Caleb Downs. I'll say that.
In a while, for sure.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's first time in a while. I will give the Chiefs this. I would say for the most part, I think the Chiefs stick to the meat and potatoes in the first round. They don't usually go off the board. Now, I'm not telling you exactly who the Chiefs are going to pick. I don't know who they're going to pick. I don't think the Chiefs know who they're going to pick because they have the 9th pick. We got to see how the board fills out. But I would say for the most part, they go for the meat and potatoes. And I would say a lot of times their draft pick usually makes sense. You might not like the pick, but it usually makes sense. We all knew they were going to draft a wide receiver. They got Xavier Worthy. We all knew they were going to go offensive line. They got Josh Simmons. They don't really surprise us that much. We can all identify what the 3 biggest needs for the Chiefs are. Their 3 biggest needs are pass rush, wide receiver, and corner. It is not right tackle. I know I've been playing devil's advocate, but that is not one of their 3 biggest needs. So I would say this. I think they really only have 2 needs.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I think wide receiver is a little bit of a want. I want them to get another wide receiver. I don't know if it's a need, certainly not in the same vein that wide receiver or that corner is and defensive line. For example, let's say that they didn't pick up their first wide receiver until that 74th overall pick. I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. Now, I would like for them to pick one earlier, but if they took their first wide receiver at 74, I think they're all right. If they took their first cornerback at pick 74, I think they have made a terrible mistake. If they wait until pick 74 to take their first defensive lineman, I would also concede that they have made a very terrible mistake. So maybe that logic is flawed in how I view it, but I would certainly like for them to get more wide receivers. But if Rashee Rice is going to have a contract year, if you think that Chad O'Shea can help Xavier Worthy know where the sideline is, if Travis Kelce can stay healthy this year and add another 800 yards, you got Kenneth Walker. There's enough there on offense that they don't need to spend the 9th overall pick on a wide receiver. They don't need to spend 29 at a wide receiver. If they come out of the first 2 days of the NFL draft and they don't have a defensive lineman, they have made terrible judgments in my mind. If they don't pick up 1 or 2 premium positions at corner, I'm not saying that they can't find a diamond in the rough. their plan cannot be, we're going to wait until the fifth round to find who our number two corner can potentially be. No, no, no. You need to spend 9, 29, or 40. One of those needs to be a corner that you like. One of them needs to be a defensive lineman that you like. And then I'm open to the possibility of just about anything else. Let's say that Kenyon Sadiq falls and they take him at 29. That's not the worst thing that they could possibly do. But they cannot leave Thursday or Friday without picking up somebody with some juice who can get to the quarterback on the defensive side. And they cannot get through those 2 days without somebody you think can cover on the outside. Those are glaring needs for me right now.
That's why I've been such an advocate of pass rusher, because the stats say that getting that elite pass rusher, like to your point, usually comes in the top 15, like not at pick 29. But they have some glaring needs still. And whether it's by the time we talk on Friday on the show or whether we're talking on Monday, they need to have addressed multiple of those needs. Like if they take Caleb Downs at 9, just for the sake of the argument, 29 has to be an edge or a corner. It can't be a wide receiver. So if I've heard Bing say that he would be a pro trading back, I would be pro trading back if that means you get more chances to take players at those premium positions. But you cannot have it be Saturday afternoon and fans are keeping an eye on the draft and you have, hey, we took an Ashton Gelati type at pick 70 something for our one edge rusher. I would even call that too little for the position.
Yeah, and some of these things, like, I understand the you need to think ahead, and this is where I think the Chiefs have honestly just beat us down so much with how difficult their offense is. You know that it's possible for wide receivers to be able to contribute immediately. You want to know how I know? I see it happen every single year in the National Football League. It didn't take Emeka Egbuka a year and a half to be a good receiver in the league. He just was a good receiver in the league. So I don't think that we have to think of the philosophy of, well, they got to draft somebody in 2026 so they can be ready to help us in 2027. No, they can draft what they need now in 2026. And then next year, when they potentially really need a wide receiver, they can draft that wide receiver with the 21st overall pick, and he can from day one contribute and be able to help them. It's possible. I know I've seen it happen before. I've seen it happen in Andy Reid's offense before. Now, it worked in Philadelphia. It's the same offense. It worked with Macklin. It worked for DeSean Jackson. I don't know why the Chiefs can't draft a wide receiver and he can just help them in week 2 of the NFL season. You don't have to wait until week 15 to actually get contribution from your rookie wide receiver. I'm telling you, I promise it can happen.
Yeah, I mean, you're allowed to pick guys in round 1 who make an immediate impact. I would say they're also allowed to get that in round 2, 3, and 4. And historically, the Chiefs, it doesn't matter what round they get a wide receiver in, they don't seem to contribute, and it seems to be status quo. So maybe there's a bigger issue at play here than just where they get drafted. It's why do none of them ever contribute off the jump other than Rashee Rice that one time?
Yeah, I also, this isn't a worry for me, but I get the point that people are making. See, Don, I'm nervous about Brett Veach and first-round pick. His record seems to be better with late-round picks than first-round picks. I also think that's a little bit unfair because you just have more late-round picks than you have first-round picks. You get one chance in the first round where you can have 6 or 7 late-round picks. You just get more dart throws. I think that also plays a factor to it. I don't think their track record with first-round picks is maybe as bad as everybody else thinks that it's been. George Karlaftis is a good player. Trent McDuffie was a good player. There's still a chance that Xavier Worthy turns out to be a productive player in the National Football League. Now, sure, they haven't had that just impact day one or, you know, future star drafted in the first round, but they've done a really good job in the first round, I think, drafting impact players that help them. I don't think that Brett Veach is terrible in the first round. That's not my worry or concern heading into Thursday.
I also think he's been really good in round 2 and 3, which I know the conversation was about round 1, but if you do really well in round 2 and round 3, you found starters and, you know, people you can build your franchise around. I know I hate middle linebacker. Nick Bolton in the second round is a great draft pick by Brett Veach. Just because not round 1 does not mean that he's not good at identifying a top-end talent. Creed Humphrey, same way. Like I know that sometimes those guys don't go with R1 next to their name, but when you pick in the second round, you get stars. You're also doing a good job.
Yeah, I also think this too, like someone just sent this in, C-Dot, anybody's evaluation who picks Sky Moore over George Pickens, something's wrong. I think you do that with every team and every player.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.